All right, next we have Carol with 49 years, 11 months, and 28 days.
Jesus, it's like a big dick. Okay. Can you hear me out there?
Say it with your chest, girl.
Hello? I haven't done one of those in a very long time. Excuse me. My name is Carol, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Carol!
My sobriety date is November 1st, 1971. That's a long time ago. I only have one sobriety date because when I got here, I was done. When I got here, I was 35 years old, and that was a young person. Now we have toddlers. Makes me very nervous. Anyway, I had to go to a young people's meeting, and all they talked about was their drugs, and I said, that's not for me. I'm a drunk, garden variety drunk. Started drinking when I was 16, was in the bars by the time I was 17. I was a blackout drunk. I think I was a slut, but since I was a blackout,
yeah!
I'm not sure.
Woo!
Took me years to go on Facebook because I was afraid some asshole was going to say I owed him an amends from 60 years ago. So just saying, if I owe you an amends, bite me. Anyway, like I say, when I got here, well, I was the kind of drunk that I drove around. I was born in Fresno, lived here my whole life, got sober, got drunk, all that stuff here. And in my day, in the 50s, when you'd get drunk and stopped by the cops, they'd say, go home, honey, or they'd follow you. So I never went to jail. I never went to a nut ward. I was asked to go to speak there one time, and I said, I'm not going. I'm afraid if I go to a nut ward, they will never let me out. I don't care whether I'm sober or not. I learned here. I've had five, six sponsors, one for 5 years, one for 27 years, one for another five, another five. Now I have one up in Oregon because she's the only one that'll talk to me long distance. I sponsor people who are willing to work the program. I was taught by my first sponsor, who was a bitch. Said, you will do. Number one, keep your mouth shut. Take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth. You got nothing to share but your sickness. They were not very nice way back in 1970-somethings. You will be of service. You do. Then we had real cups, ashtrays. We had to wash the cups, the ashtrays, clean the coffee pots, be of service. I was told a few years ago that if service isn't a pain in the ass, it isn't real service. And I have found real service is a pain in the ass more than it's not. But it tells me if I do what you people ask me to do, then I can stay sober one more day. I don't get a pass. I don't care how long I'm sober. I still have to work the steps on a daily basis. I had to find a higher power. When I got here, the best prayer I had was, now I lay.
I think
I just farted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to use the F word if you don't watch it, folks.
Okay.
I gave up the F word at the beginning of this year. I have
said,
yes. I've slipped. I know, fucking way. I figured here you guys wouldn't mind. Oh, shut up. Anyway, I got here. Not knowing what to do, and I didn't think I was quite as bad as you. But I kept coming back because those people told the wildest stories in the meetings. And I thought, I want to see what they did next. Because I said at the time, I will go to hell, to my grave, before I'll tell that kind of stuff that I'd done. Oh. And I was pretty sure that was the case. But my sponsor didn't buy that. She let me... She let me do what she told me to do. I didn't know I couldn't say no. She scared that bejesus out of me. And I said, you do it. You tell me, you do it. I'll do it. In those days, we used to got to do the fun things, like go on real 12-step calls where they called you on the phone and they sent you out. And I remember one time Vicky and I, my friend here, we got a call to go see this lady. And we were in the car, and she was reading out of the big book what we're supposed to do with newcomers, and we were gargling with mouthwash to make sure that we smelled okay. And we got there, and this dear, sweet little lady was zonked on vanilla. She smelled like cookies. And we told her our whole story, and we never saw her again. I don't know what happened to her. I don't know whether she stopped making cookies or drinking her or whatever, but we stayed sober, and that's one of the joys of sobriety, of working with another alcoholic. It keeps me sober. I can't make you drunk. I can't make you sober. I used to think I was responsible for the people I worked with. If they drank, it was my fault somehow. All I can do is share my experience, strength, and hope. We all have a story. Like assholes, we all have one. I really don't give a rip about what your story is. How do you stay sober? I go to a meeting, I want to know, how did they stay sober? And they told me how to stay sober one day at a time, working the program out of the big book. My first sponsor was a raging traditionalist. I'm sorry about that. That's not normal. That's on you! Can I just stand over here and shout?
You're doing great, Carol.
I hate you. Looks like somebody I used to know. Never mind. No. Are we done yet? Are you quit playing with the balls and let's get this show on the road? I want to go home. I want to go to bed. This is, you know, I'm 85 years old, folks. This is not the easiest place to be at this time of night for old people
thank
like
you,
me. Bunch of smartasses. I'm going to smack all of you. I got a feeling that everybody comes near me tonight is going to get a smack. Just, or a butt grab, one of the two, because I do both. I used to love newcomers because, yeah, I know, perverts, all of you. When we were in the Fresno Fellowship, a newcomer would come in, and you know how they look like they've been strangled, and I'd love to go up and hug on them. And they just stiffen up. And I'd do that for a while, and then I'd stop. And pretty soon they'll come over and say, are you mad at me? And I said, why? He said, you didn't hug me. Well, I said, I thought you didn't like it. Well, gee. Anyway, I am blessed to be a part of several fellowships. And the Fresno... Oh, fuck you.
I'm giving up the use of fuck.
I'm sorry.
Say it. Fuck.
Anyway, let me tell you, it isn't easy to be 50 years sober because everybody thinks you should be good and perfect and wonderful, and I have not been that ever. Fred, shut up. We slept together once. That story is that we were in a room with 10 other people, and the only place left to sleep was the bed, and you could have driven a truck between the two of us because we were just hanging on the edge like, oh, my God. I don't know about you. When I was early sobriety, I was terrified of everything and everybody. I just knew they wanted something from me that I didn't have to give. I was a garden variety drunk. I never went to prison. I never got a drunk driving ticket. I never did any of that stuff. I just drank too much, fell down a lot, blacked out a whole lot, and made life miserable for the people around me and for myself. And the program says if I do precisely what the book tells me to do, then I can stay sober one more day. I have no guarantee I'll be sober tomorrow. I'm hoping I will, and if I do the program as it's written, not as I'd like to rewrite it, then I have a good chance of staying sober one more day. I have not done the step. The only thing I've done perfect in the whole step orientation is that I didn't pick up a drink. But I've been a liar, a cheat, and a thief, an asshole, whatever. I've broken every step and every tradition probably, but I have allowed myself to be one of many. I'm not better than or worse than. I am just another drunk, one talking to another. People were talking about how they sponsor. I was sponsored deaf. All right, let's get this show on the road here. Everybody get over here. Everybody go. Anybody else? Let's go. We got a traffic jam here, guys. Let's go. Anyway, I think this is nuts. I'm nuts. This is so fucking dark, I can't see anybody. Are you really there? Anybody out there? Hey! God love you. Don't drink and go to meetings. That's what they told me. And then do what your sponsor tells you. And that's what they told me. And I was one of those, I went to one of those meetings that was a closed meeting, and they said, you can say anything you want in a closed AA meeting. And I dumped some shit that was disgusting. And this dear little old man with about 10 years sobriety.
1 minute.
Yeah. I'm going to blow up. Okay, I got 1 minute. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm grateful that I'm not drunk. I never did drugs, so that I don't know about. Because I was one of those drunks that had, you know, if you take a pill for an upper, it took me down, and if I took it up, down, it went up. I'm screwed. I was screwed from the get-go. I think I was pissed when I was born when they hit me on the butt. So I'm grateful that you don't have to drink. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Well, that's not true. I have to do a lot of things I don't want to do, but I have to do what I need to do to stay sober. And that's a gift I will never give away. I will give my story, my understanding, but I won't give away my drunk for anybody, because this is where I live day to day, every day. So have a blessed holiday. Don't drink and behave. Or don't get caught. Either don't behave or get caught. What the fuck? I don't know.
All right, Carol!